Underwood, Thin Ice! To smoke some weed and shut up. My God.
Oh, I thought for sure. There it is. Boom!
Yes! I mean, my StreamYard is so broken. It didn't play the intro at all for me. I recorded the first time. I was confused. But anyway, what is this, episode 208?
Yes, sir.
March 20-something. I mean, I'll give him 30 minutes today, probably.
You're already 20 minutes late.
That's alleged. Alleged. I don't know about that. That's tough. Illinois won yesterday. We did 30 minutes post-game, so we don't have to do too much on the game. I did go back and watch a few things from the game. I thought, you know, it's nice to take care of business when you're in a 3-14 or a 4-13 spot. I sound like a coach right now.
Yeah, you do.
I'm struggling. But, you know, look, Illinois has been in, you know, several battles in the last week.
Yeah.
And you got to battle with them. You know, what do you mean to do? I mean, I'm doing my part.
Yeah.
And my voice is sacrificed.
Were you yelling at the Illinois game or at the end of the Kansas game?
Probably both. Okay. More the Illinois game. I mean, it's bad. Yeah, I know.
It's so bad.
Kansas, just what a joke. That's the worst call. If Illinois got called for that, I would lose my mind.
Yeah, stuff would be broken. But yeah, it's good morning. Some would say great, I would say. Illinois comes off a win against Morehead State. Morehead State got off to a hot start, hitting three threes in a row, 9-0, down early. Brad made a comment about maybe his pregame speeches aren't good enough. So whatever. second half team. And they came out in the second half and took care of business. So we'll do player of the game. We both went with Dane Danger, our man, the guy that we've been talking up all season. 23 minutes, 21 points, 9 for 9 from the field, 3 for 4 from the line, 8 rebounds, 3 offensive boards, 2 blocks. Dane had a game, that's for sure. I did see somebody comment on our Twitter that said, Dane's a mid-major player, laughy face. And I think they forgot that this was against Morehead State. So it is what it is. But Dane, I mean, he came in, he dominated. I think we're going to need more Dane tomorrow too. So, but you got to love what he comes in and can do. Hit a nice little fadeaway kiss off the glass. I know we talked about this yesterday, but Underwood said, quote, Dane's insertion into the game was obviously critical. The all-around game from Marcus, that's a pretty special night. Luke Goody was tremendous off the bench. DGL was spectacular in the first half at both ends of the court. So, good game from Dane. Eric, what's up? Cheezing, what's up? Thanks for hanging out. Why Ethan was getting out of bed. Quackle, what's going on? I saw Crypto was here earlier. 7:40 tomorrow, yeah. So, Dane will be starting next year. Good chance.
They're showing every basket up here on from the Atlanta games. I'm just watching some stuff. That alley-oop that Morehead ran right out of the right out of the second half. I mean, what the hell is Quincy doing there? Jesus.
Yeah. Beautiful set play. Illinois missed 2 layups coming out in the second half. Morehead State runs a beautiful set play.
Illinois ran, you know, got Quincy on the got Terrence on the blob.
Yeah,
right after that. So, you know, it's good. But they Morehead couldn't handle Dane underneath. I mean, they just couldn't. And I think a big underrated part of this is how many timeouts there were in the second half where Dane got extra rest.
Yeah.
Because there was a timeout at like 8:04 and then the under 8. So that's 2. That happened multiple times. I think that was a big part of why he was able to play, you know, 20 plus minutes, and Jesus, and they could play him outside of the second or in the second half.
Yeah.
Just like, you know,
David, what's going on? Just know the show started. Sorry, I'm late. Ethan was 20 minutes late. Don't worry about it. Cheezang says DGL passing Harmon on the depth chart. We'll talk about that a little bit. Terrence Shannon, 35 minutes, 26 points, 9 for 16 from the field, 3 for 9 from 3, 5 for 6 from the line, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Only one turnover for him. Terrence was All-American status again. I think he had 19 points in the first half, 8 in the second half. Talked about yesterday in the post game. I think that play that he hustled down the court, threw it off Minnick's knee, was a big turning point in the game. But yeah, when you have Terrence Shannon on your team, I don't think that you ever really need to worry that much.
So 5 straight KenPom MVPs for Terrence Shannon.
Yeah.
And he has nine in the last 12 games. So
yeah,
it's pretty good. I mean, he didn't shoot it very well from three, but still ends up 33% because he made the one tough one in the second half to go from 2 for 7 to 3 for 9. So that's fine. Yeah. He had 2 blocks and 2 steals. He hasn't done that in a while in terms of multiple of both. Mm-hmm. That hasn't happened since the Missouri game. So that was good. No fouls either. He's had 4 fouls in 3 straight and then 3 in their last. And he didn't have any fouls in this game. Obviously, they didn't call as many fouls because, you know, you weren't dealing with Big Ten officiating.
I feel like the tournament's been pretty – they've been letting guys play.
Unless you're Samford and you have the cleanest block of all time. And,
yeah.
And Timberlake can't control his body and he gets the foul. Like, that's so insane.
Yeah, that was egregious. Sean says, would TSJ have taken Texas Tech over NC State?
If this version of them would have made it interesting.
Yeah. Damask, 36 minutes, 12 points, 5 for 14, 2 for 4 from 3, 11 rebounds, 10 assists, 2 turnovers, triple-double hunting late in the game, 10th triple-double in tournament history. Apparently, Terrence Shannon said that he was going to fight Damask if he didn't start shooting the ball to get his triple-double. So you got to love this out of Damask, though. After the game, he said, quote, it's a great accomplishment, but at this point in my career, I'm really past all the personal accolades. At this point in March, it's all about winning.
No doubt, no doubt.
yeah, Damask, I think that, you know, people were like, where's he at? But he was doing the other things. I mean, he was dishing the ball around, rebounding. He was doing all the little things. They worked to get him, you know, in double digits for points. But if he's playing like that, I'm okay. I still wonder what passing lanes he sees sometimes because he makes some passes that it's like, I don't know how you thought that'd get through there. But Coleman, 32 minutes, 4 for 7, 2 for 3 from 3, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, a block, and 2 turnovers for Coleman. Kind of those three were the only starters that really contributed. Coleman hit a couple nice threes. It was nice to see him take more than one. I'll take Coleman putting it up a little bit more. Went to the basket a few times, a couple times out of control. Only complaint I have is, it's Coleman, right? He thought he got fouled on a play, didn't get back. Minnick hits a wide open three. I was worried that was going to kind of kill Illinois. Luckily, they came back and fought back and, you know, won this game handily. So, Burns or Danger, who wins in a 1v1?
Probably Burns. If we're going to seriously answer the question.
Okay. Eric says, I don't have any idea.
I mean, Burns is like, I don't know. It probably who gets tired quicker, and that's a toss-up.
Yeah. Michael says, one more very winnable game to get the monkey off the back. That alone would make this be a wildly successful season, but I feel like we are going to get a crack at UConn. A few more games for UConn. Will Damask and Kofi be on the same team next year? I don't know.
Probably not, maybe.
Coleman was really good yesterday, did a little bit of everything. Yeah, Coleman's kind of kind of just been the guy that's doing a lot more. I'd like to see him get a few more rebounds. But you know, he's distributing the ball. He had great hands a couple times. He's pretty good at poking the ball away. So can't complain about Coleman yesterday, except for one play. One play is all I'm complaining about. So Ty, 13 minutes, 0 for 2. I think they were both bunnies. 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 turnovers. He's got to stop. He's got to start using the backboard, right? He's got to stop doing this floater stuff from the side of the basket.
But, yep.
Yeah, Ty kind of struggled. They did run the 5 on Ty this game. Illinois really didn't figure that out very well in this one, but you had great bench minutes from everybody, except for maybe, I guess you'd say Harmon, not so much, but the guys that came off the bench played really well. Quincy also struggled, 12 minutes, 0 for 2, missed a 3, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block. So
the block after making a terrible play.
Yeah. Yeah. Cheezang says Coleman is much more comfortable being the weak side help defender. I agree. Coleman should be averaging 15, 8, 1.2 blocks.
Yep.
All right. On to the bench. You all right? You doing okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Struggle bus for you today.
Yeah.
Goody off the bench, 21 minutes. He was 3 for 4 from 3, 9 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 turnover. It was nice to see Luke confident. You could just tell some of those threes he took, they were going to go in with the confidence he was shooting with. He got a huge offensive rebound for the team when, who missed that 3? Harmon, maybe, but
Damask.
Damask missed that 3. That's right. Harmon, 10 minutes, 0 for 2. Both of them were 3s, 1 assist.
Yeah, Harmon, first 3 was in and out. It was tough. Second one was an air ball. So I don't know. I think you'll probably still see Harmon off the bench before DGL. I don't know if that's going to indicate the number of minutes they'll play.
Yeah.
I think it's going to depend on what DGL does in those minutes, but I still think you'll see Harmon first, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. never mind. I'm not even going to say it. DGL, 10 minutes, hit 2 threes, 6 points, 1 rebound. Underwood said to DGL, quote, "It's amazing what confidence does. That's a two-way street. My confidence in him. I love what he does defensively as much as he does offensively. He's a terrific shooter. Gives us fits on our scout team. He's earned the right." So DGL practicing well to get him playing time. Good stuff. Other notes and quotes. 37 to 32 on rebounds. They did give up 12 offensive boards. So like them to clean that up a little bit. Probably the most impressive stat, especially for this team, 24 assists on 32 made shots. Haven't seen that much this year. So, and then defensively, 5 steals, 7 blocks. Minix after the game talked highly of Illinois' defense.
19 assists from Shannon Hawkins and Damask.
Pretty good.
The other 5?
Yeah.
Were Rogers 2, Quincy 1, and Goody 1.
Yeah.
So Dave Major does not pass the ball.
He does not. Hey, when you're 100% from the field, should you pass it?
He did pass it a couple times, to be fair.
Hansberry got in garbage time, missed a 3. Moretti got in, made 1 free throw. Max Williams got in. I must have missed that. And AJ Redd. So
he brought in those guys kind of early.
Yeah. AJ and Max had 1 minute. The other guys.
He brought in Hansberry and Moretti with 3 minutes left.
I was kind of surprised. I thought Hansberry was probably just done for the season because he hasn't had much run, but
he shot a 3.
He did shoot a 3. I mean, I guess maybe Brad's like, get some tournament time in you. So. What the heck just happened? Everything broke. Everything broke. Thanks.
Super impressed with DGL's defense. You can sense frustration in their point guard's face.
There you go.
Bradley at Cincinnati. Who cares? Goody.
Heard from the Inquirer, Goody really liked shooting at this gym when he got there. Nice.
Goody seems really comfortable. I thought DGL, too. DGL's not scared at all because
DGL's going to shoot, right? Yeah. He's never been afraid to shoot the ball. So Dane Gitting going went hand in hand with Goody, with giving Goody more space to shoot. Yeah, and the fact that they trapped Damask 17 feet away from the basket helped a little bit. So, yeah, congrats to the women. They won their first WNIT game last night against some rando team, I think. But good for them. DGL was big, lots of energy. Who's talking crap about Bradley?
I just said Bradley at Cincinnati. Who cares?
Oh.
I have family members who attended Bradley.
Sure.
I have a Bradley hat in my room.
Big Bradley guy.
I've been to the campus several times.
Are we already taking DeCoin too lightly? What's the plan? All right, on to DeCoin. We beat Morehead State. Easy clap. As the children say these days.
I think it's Duquesne, by the way.
DuCoin.
Don't say their name wrong. We'll lose if you do that. So
you've been calling them Duquesne.
That's as a joke. Now I'm taking them seriously. Illinois is the 3 seed. They're 27-8. They're taking on the 11 seed Duquesne. 25-11. This game is tomorrow night, 7:40 p.m. Central on TNT.
Prime time.
They beat BYU in the second game of the day yesterday, 71-67. They controlled from the start. They can defend, certainly, 28th in the country in defensive efficiency. Illinois offense, by the way, is now second in offensive efficiency. It's the exact same number as Brad's Oklahoma State offense in 2017, so – keep your mind or keep your eye on that. Head coach Keith Dambrot announced his retirement earlier this week. Once your season is done, it's a tough spot. Retiring coach, it's hard to beat. Yeah. They're gonna play. They're gonna play hard. There's no doubt.
Yeah, I mean they were aggressive against BYU. Aggressive.
Hopefully Illinois can get that 3 seed whistle.
Yeah, they were putting it on the refs to call stuff. BYU was not athletic enough to stay up with them. So,
just a glimpse into their roster. They got senior guard Day-Day Grant at 19 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists against BYU. Their lineup height, 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", 6'7", 6'9". So Illinois will be bigger. Good luck to whoever the 6'4" guy is having to guard Damask or Shannon, basically. senior guard Jimmy Clark is their best player, I think. He had 11 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists in the BYU game. He's 2-for-15 from 3 in their last 3 games. And then they got 6'8 freshman forward. So if this were a hockey player, I would pronounce it Jakub Natchez.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just going to go with that. He had 12 points and 6 rebounds in the BYU game. He's played double-digit minutes in their last 4 games.
He's not from here, right?
No, he's not. He's from like Finland or Czechia or Chechnya, I guess is how it's pronounced.
Good.
I don't know where he's from. He's from not America. Jakub Natchez is how I think that it's pronounced. If you're a hockey player, that's how you do it. So whatever.
He's from the Czech Republic.
There you go. Chechnya. You
know, they got Slovakia, Serbia, Russia.
So they're basically Canada, like a poor man's Gonzaga in Arizona.
Mali.
There you go.
Benin. Where's Benin at? They literally have like 6 players that are from the United States.
Changing things up. They're 50th in the country, top 50 in the country in defensive turnover percentage. So they'll turn you over. Yeah. They shoot at 49.6% from two, 34% from three, 71% from the free throw line. Illinois 54.8% from two, 35.3% from three, 74.5% from the free throw line. They held BYU to 8 of 24 from three and 12 turnovers. So they had a good plan against BYU. And I didn't think BYU is as good as the scared Illini fans. So.
Yeah.
Players to watch.
Oh, we're moving, huh? We're moving.
Yeah. Moving.
I went with Marcus DeMas last game. I'm going to go with him again. Jimmy Clark kind of scares me if he's going to guard DeMas, except DeMas can probably body him down low, but bringing the ball up the court kind of scares me a little bit with him. DeMas has been known to turn it over. I am looking at Jimmy Clark here. He has 100 turnovers this year. So DuCoin, how do you say it?
Duquesne.
Sorry.
I don't know what would make you think it's DuCoin. I mean, that's
because there's a DuCoin, Illinois, and that's all I can think of.
Another random pointless.
What do you mean? Anyways, and then I'm going with Day-Day Grant of the Dukes. He's their leading scorer, averaging 16.7 points per game. 3.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists. He shoots 33.7% from three. And according to Kirkland Chapel of Armchair Illini, he's shooting 44% from three in the year of 2024. So I think that this is a game where our guards need to be better than their guards. And then there's a good chance that Dane could have a good game. Their bigs aren't overly big. They don't score a bunch. So I think Dane can also have a game, but he was not my player to watch because I need Marcus DeMasque to take care of the ball for us.
Yep. I'm going Quincy Guerrier or the Illini side. I think either him or Ty need to step up and be better in this game. It'd be nice if Quincy could make a shot, cut to the basket, get some offensive rebounds, stuff like that. Both of them would be good, but the little things are going to matter in this game, the details, second chance opportunities, all that stuff is going to be important. And then Jimmy Clark on the Duquesne side averages 15, 3, and 4 in the season. He struggled to shoot. So we'll see if he gets it going in this game because, of course, he probably will.
Yeah.
Predictions.
All right.
Get it moving. What did I say? I said I'd give him 30.
Sorry. All right. I got Illinois winning this game.
This is Morehead State.
That's wrong. Who did that?
I didn't do it. You must not have saved it whenever you changed it.
Yep. That's exactly what I did. Hold on.
I got Illinois winning by 17. I don't know why. I just did it. I just feel like if everything's equal and we don't consider the fact that their coach is retiring, which does matter, I feel like Illinois, I don't think this team would have an answer for him. So I don't know. 81-64. I don't know. I'm probably going to be wrong. They're probably going to lose. We're probably falling into the same effing trap we do every year. So.
Oh, he's fired up now.
There you go.
I got Illinois winning this one, 75-67. I am worried about Duquesne's defense. Jeez.
D-E-W-K-A-N-E. That's all you got to
Thank you. So I don't know if Illinois gets to 80 this game, but if they can get out and run and Terrence Shannon's, I think that Illinois can win this game. So not covering the spread, however, is what I have. So.
I got them covering like it twice, basically.
Eric says 81-69, Illinois. Grant and Clark are good, but not Big Ten good. All depends about how they come to play, though. Ty is my player who needs to grab some rebounds. Yeah, Ty was lackluster, but he only had 13 minutes. So I think Ty will bounce back. His length will be beneficial against their little guards. So,
yep.
Ethan does have some NCAA tournament day one takeaways that we'll talk about. Okay. So we're not done yet. Give us another 3 minutes and then we'll be done.
Totally. Yeah. So yesterday, obviously big day, about to do it all again, 30 minutes from now, the six seeds 0-3 yesterday, Duquesne beat BYU, NC State beat Texas Tech, and Oregon beat South Carolina.
Yeah.
Will it be 0-4? Clemson, New Mexico today. I mean, I'm a little worried because I had New Mexico in every bracket.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the 60 is going to be a riding, world tour or what.
People are riding heavy on the Lobos.
I mean, New Mexico is a favorite. I think it's 1.5 or 2. Yeah. So who knows? Oregon did beat South Carolina, and Jermaine Cousinard had 40 points after playing 3 years at South Carolina and then transferring to Oregon. So
BBV time. And
that's got ugly for South Carolina, which I think everybody saw that coming. But I mean, to drop 40 on your former team in the tournament is a lot. It's big time. Be like Shannon against Texas Tech if he just went in there and dropped 40. Be just like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Sean says 72-57 Illinois. Steve says 95-69. Did I say that? Hayden wants to know what you think the first half score will be. Illinois will be down 3.
Illinois will be up 20. 45-25.
BYU should have been a 5, but it didn't matter.
I mean, based on the numbers, yeah. But I think anybody that watched BYU this year was like, yeah, this team's good at home. They're okay on the road.
They inflated their numbers pretty handily in the non-conference.
They're not particularly athletic, you know? I don't know. I never thought they were that great.
Yeah.
I understand why Illini fans would be scared of them, I guess. But Duquesne didn't care at all. Took it to them.
SEC's 0-2.
Isn't it 0-3? Mississippi State, Kentucky, and who's the other one? South Carolina.
Tennessee won.
Tennessee, 1-3. 1-3.
Big Ten, 2-0. A lot of games today, though.
Northwestern's going to make it 2-1 pretty quick. Speaking of the SEC, Kentucky loses shocking fashion. Reed Shepard, who had a great season, shot 52% from 3 this year, was a no-show in this game, as were many of the Kentucky players outside of Antonio Reeves, really, who had like 28.
Yeah, Reeves was unbelievable. He was wanted to really keep him in it.
This is a really good game.
It was
the opposite of Reeves last year in their tournament loss, because when they lost in the tournament last year to Kansas State, he had 5 points on 1 of 15 shooting. So he drops 27 in this one.
I know that I don't think that Kentucky will get rid of Calipari. He's got a $33 million buyout. But there is a large portion of the fan base pushing for it. Are you worried that Brad Underwood's going to Kentucky?
No. Why would they want him? Come on.
I don't know. They wanted all our other coaches.
Calipari did, not the university.
Okay.
If he leaves for Kentucky, then so be it. Well, what are we going to do? Also, what's Brad's buyout?
I don't know.
You think they're going to spend $50 million to bring in Brad Underwood? Doesn't make any sense.
What's this? Oh, mock drafts. First round through his hot streak.
The male drafters.
I was like, what are they talking about?
I don't know if it was a hot streak. I feel like he had a really good year overall. Some freshman inconsistency here and there, but shooting at 52% from 3 on 144 attempts is pretty insane. I mean, Golkey had 32 in this game, made 10 threes. He shot 2 for 6 against Illinois.
Yeah.
So, shout out to – I don't even know. It might have been Shannon Gardner. I feel like it was, right?
Yeah.
Shannon was guarding him, and then Rogers was guarding the other white guy.
I think so.
Yeah. Kentucky didn't have that.
With COVID and everything, these 18-year-olds just can't play. They can't play with these old men that are going to be insurance salesmen. So,
I mean, Golkey, second game this year, he's made 10 threes. He made 10 against IUPUI. What a list. Makes 10 threes against Kentucky and IUPUI.
So I know you talked about it in the preview for the Oakland game. How many threes has Golkey taken it, or twos has he taken in his career? Because he's only taken 8 this year. I think last year he only took like, it was under 10, I thought.
He is 4 for 8 from 2 this year.
But I remember you having a point about that.
I think that was the point. He's made 4 twos.
But that he wouldn't have made 4 twos back in November. Or did he? He hasn't taken one since?
I'm only seeing, I think he played like NAIA or JUCO.
Oh, he was D2.
His entire career before.
Yeah, you're right.
This year.
So maybe he had only taken 8 going into the Illinois game.
No, he took. He hadn't taken a 2. I think my point was that,
2 at all. Okay.
Well, it was their second game of the season. I think my point was that he took 18 shots against Ohio State and they were all 3s.
They were all 3s. Okay. I got you.
But yeah, he's got 131 3s and 4 2s. So, yeah.
Chizang wants Orlando Antigua back. Thoughts? We got Dane. What do we need another Kofi for?
He can develop Merez. That'd be good.
True. Chances Iowa State loses to Washington State. 7% chance would be my guess.
Yeah, you never know. South Dakota State hung around a little bit with Iowa State.
Drake,
yeah, that was pathetic. That was the second year in a row, by the way. Drake had a lead on Miami last year in the tournament and blew it. They just pissed down their leg when it matters.
Yeah.
They're one of the best free throw shooting teams in the country, and they couldn't make one.
DeVries looks scared to shoot.
It's DeVries.
What'd I say?
DeVries. Okay. Say what you want about Washington State, but they can defend. Washington State's top 25 defense. They can defend. I think it's going to come down to, you know.
Who makes the most baskets?
Who makes the most shots? Totally. Mm-hmm. Washington State also has a pretty serious height advantage. Second in the country in average height.
Yeah, the portal is just going to get crazier and crazier every year. Alabama's already signing guys, so. All right.
The Mountain West struggled yesterday. You had Nevada absolutely blow it against Dayton. They were up 17 with 7 minutes left and lost by 3. You had Colorado State offense look horrible, but also Texas's defense I thought was really good. Colorado State had 8 points in the first, 3 minutes and then had 11 at the half.
11. That's brutal.
So, especially when people that I am familiar with had Colorado State first at 10 and then it doesn't hit. Must have sucked for them. Yeah. Mountain West had another game, didn't they? Maybe not. They lost 2 yesterday, though. 2 down. Or Boise State lost the other night, so that's 3 down.
Yeah.
It's tough. I mean, you need New Mexico, San Diego State, Utah State, all 3 today to carry the load.
Yeah, 24-2 run. That was crazy.
Samford got screwed against Kansas. Down the stretch, that call was just horrendous. Samford staying alive. Samford did exactly what I thought they'd do. They just – Kansas got easy baskets. And, you know, it was a tough matchup for Samford. But they hung around. They were right there. Put up 89 on Kansas is no joke. I know this isn't a great Kansas team, but their defensive efficiency is a lot better than their offense. So, but – yeah, I mean, Kansas has no depth, but their starters scored a lot of points in this game. And they had six bench points, scored 93. So, yeah, there you go.
Zags will roll them.
Gonzaga looks good. That's exactly what I thought would happen. Everybody was like, oh, McNeese. I like McNeese too, but Gonzaga, different level. And Gonzaga, that game wasn't close from the start. I mean, it was 48-25 at the half. Ike being healthy for Gonzaga is enormous. He was 16 points, 10 rebounds on 6 of 6 shooting. And then Anton Watson had 13 and 13 with 9 assists. And Nimhard had 9 assists. So 22 assists on 31 makes for Gonzaga, 12 offensive rebounds. They beat him, you know, 47% from 3. I think Gonzaga is going to kill Kansas.
Yeah. Grand Canyon. I took McNeese State. I think a lot. I mean, that was a big.
People should have listened to me because I said Gonzaga from the start.
Yeah.
And nobody has talked McNeese up more than me and maybe a few others this year.
That's true.
And Gonzaga is good. And I know where's Happy Herman on this day? Oh, Gonzaga can't win because they are in a bad conference. I mean, give me a break. This team, most Sweet 16s in a row, they're going to get there again. Unless something crazy happens. So take that. Also, don't bet against Tom Izzo, which I took Mississippi State in every bracket. What an idiot.
Like you did.
I think one thing that I learned from that is just because you think the matchup favors Mississippi State doesn't mean you should always pick Mississippi State. So that was a fail.
Do you think Michigan State has a chance against North Carolina?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Doubt it'll happen, but if Hogard and Akins and Walker are making shots, who knows? You never know. I mean, Mississippi State just can't dribble. Physically, they can't dribble the basketball. It's horrendous to watch.
That's tough.
And then Drake pissed down their leg and lost to Wazoo. So yeah,
brutal.
Pretty horrific. And then I also thought NC State wouldn't have a chance to win again, and they did. Tennessee, St. Peter's a blowout. Arizona, Long Beach State was a blowout. North Carolina, blowout. Iowa State took care of South Dakota State. Nobody talked about the fact – I didn't hear anybody talk about how Otzelberger was the head coach at South Dakota State before UNLV. And then the staff there was with him when he was there. So that was not a story that anybody talked about. Texas took care of business. Creighton took care of business. The Creighton-Illinois game followed very similar scripts. Close first half. 3-seed pulls away in second half. I thought Kentucky could do that, but clearly they could not.
Apparently not.
Yeah, that's. I think we covered it. Game of the day today, folks. I mean, game of the day is a good one. It's going to be good. Probably the first game of the day. No, that was a joke. Colorado, Florida, and New Mexico, Clemson.
Yeah.
Probably the two best. And then I would also throw Texas A&M and Nebraska in the mix. And then the other 8-9, TCU, Utah State should be good. Picking in St. Mary's all the time. I love this Grand Canyon team. I hope they win. You got Wisconsin in action. The Big Ten's got Nebraska, Northwestern, Wisconsin, Purdue in action today. Yeah. So big spot.
Michael says the committee tried to screw us with BYU. It backfired because we would have had the Zags. Yeah. Illinois fans should never complain again.
Do you think the Big Ten can go undefeated in the first round?
I don't think so.
Who's going to ruin it? Northwestern?
Yeah.
Ken Pom says Northwestern by one in that game.
What do they have Nebraska?
Ken Pom?
Yeah.
Nebraska by two.
Okay.
Because Nebraska is much better in the metrics. You think Purdue wins tonight?
I hope so. I got them winning the national championship. So
I think today is the
it's trash now anyway. So
the more interesting matchups are today, I think.
Yep.
Because you got, you know.
Yeah, I wish Illinois didn't play it. When would they play at 2:33, whatever time? Because that would have been perfect nap time because there was a ton of blowouts going on. But I had to stay up to watch Illinois. Thanks a lot.
Well, the nap time is always between the window where it's like one game going on, and then there's a couple hours before the next. So, like, Colorado, Florida today is 3:30, and the next game after that doesn't start till 5:50.
Oh, you mean when we did a live post game?
We were done by then. Nice try.
No, we weren't.
Definitely not.
All right, boys. Let's get to the Sweet 16. We'll be back to talk about.
I'm quitting if they don't win this game. Ken Pom has Illinois by 10, by the way.
Oh, put the thing up. I gotta read that. Thanks. Whenever you're ready. All right. As always, I want to thank Alamo Steakhouse and Saloon, 700 Broadway Avenue in Mattoon, Illinois. You can find them online at www.alamo-steakhouse.com. Friday special is a swordfish kebab. Tomorrow you can go get steak au poivre, something like that. Anyways, you can go watch the Illinois game there. I'm sure they have TVs. And their feature specials are the Reuben sandwich and a pistachio almond cake for dessert. So go check them out. If you guys would like to advertise with us, just reach out to us. Thanks.
There you go.
That was a good one.
Yeah, not bad. So I guess if they win.
I don't know if we're going to be able to do a post-gamer.
So. No, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I already decided.
Not the happening. Game's not going to start till probably 8 something.
Yeah, we don't need all that.
So.
Try to do something Sunday regardless. So we'll see on that. But, yeah, just get it done. Go in there. Take care of business.
Take care of business. No excuses. We have no excuses.
Yeah, the Loyola excuse. Yep. Which shouldn't have been 3 years ago. And yeah, Houston 2 years ago. So yep. Take care of business. All right. We'll see everybody next time.